warmest welcome to the Business and Dreams podcast. And in this podcast, we are talking about transforming your life and transforming in your business to achieve totally different results in your career or if you're running a business. And with us today, we have an incredible guest. And this is a woman who have really transformed her results in her career and in her business through leveling up her mindset. And I am so excited to have this guest here today and hear more about her unique journey. So here we have Katrin Egefors, who is the founder of Händig.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here today and talk to you about this journey that I've had.
I'm so happy to have you here, and it has been such an inspirational journey to follow. So I am now so curious to know, do you want to tell me some more about your business and what you do?
Yeah, of course. Well, our business is Händig, which in English means like handyman. So we do, what don't we do? We do everything that a person can do with like a screwdriver. We can, like we talked to before, put up curtains on the wall. We do office location moves. We fix things that are broken. Really like anything you need, an extra pair of hands and some tools. So yeah. Everything and more.
Amazing. Who doesn't need help with that?
Yes, everyone does, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
In some way or another.
And how did your journey look like? How did you decide to become an entrepreneur and start this journey?
Well, it's been like really not what I planned to do. It started out with a dinner with my neighbor, and he just started this company, so I'm not the founder, but I got in really early. But he started this and needed some help, and one way led to another, and then start discussing what the future would be. So I stepped in as owner and CEO for the company, and since almost 2 years back, I've been running it with the So that's kind of my entrepreneur story. It was really nothing I planned to do, but I kind of like just jumped into it because it sounds like a really fun like experience. Yeah.
Yes, and I can imagine that that's not an easy decision to make. How did you come about that decision? Did you listen more to your gut feeling, or how was it taking that decision?
Yeah, it was really much gut feeling because I've been at another company before and I've been working there for quite some years. So I had like this mental image that I want to do something else. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I wanted to do something else. So when this opportunity came up, it was kind of like, of course, really scary, but also really exciting and like a real challenge. So I really want to do this. So my gut feeling was like, just do it. Yes. What can go wrong?
Yes, so you just went for it.
Yes.
And how has it felt looking back at that decision now? Are you happy that you took it, or how do you feel looking back?
I'm really happy that I took it, but it hasn't always been easy, I must say. It's running your own company takes a lot of time, both like mentally and you just give your kind of soul to this because it becomes kind of your baby. So you want to do your best and you want the company to be at their best. So it's been a really, really fun ride and I would do it all again, but it has been challenging as well. I must admit, of course.
I love that you say that because it can truly be a roller coaster, and to be honest and open about that, because sometimes you only see the highlights on LinkedIn or social media.
Media is kind of like you see the good things and it's like, wow, how do they do it? But I think I've learned this couple of months that I really need to be like transparent and open because if I want to get moving forward, I need to kind of like realize that I need to take some actions to make it better.
Definitely.
And I can't do that unless I'm honest with myself.
Definitely. Do you want to share some more about what has been the challenges you have been facing in your journey?
Well, we have 8 employees, so I'm not totally alone, but they are out working with our customers and doing all the handyman stuff. So I come to realize that I've been really, really lonely this past 2 years because I haven't had anyone really to talk to regarding bigger decisions, or just have like a someone to pull a plank, just
discuss
ideas. Yeah. So that has been really challenging for me, I think, because I like to talk to people, I like to meet people, but also just being alone in all these decisions is quite hard. So that's been kind of a struggle, and also don't really know what will the next step be. I know I want to take this company further, become even better, but where do I start? Mm. So that's kind of been like struggling for me.
Yes, I totally understand, and thank you for sharing that, because I know a lot of other entrepreneurs can relate to the struggles we have. We're not alone in it, even though we sometimes think we are. There's so many other entrepreneurs who's been in the exact same spot or is there now. So thank you for being open about that. And one other decision you took was that you decided to join our program, Business and Dreams Academy.
Yes.
Yes, and you started in August last year. And I would love to hear, what was your situation when you took that decision and when you started the program? How was your life looking like in your business?
Yeah, I think I was kind of like in this just ongoing wheel. You know, you wake up in the morning, you take the kids to preschool, you go to work, you work all day, then you get back home, you pick up the kids, you eat dinner, then you sleep, then repeat. So it's like just this ongoing everyday life, really not reflecting what I want or what I want the company to become like. So kind of like stuck in this ordinary life, which just goes around and around, and not really, taking like a minute to just, okay, what do I want? What do I want to do next? What do I need to do? Just this ongoing, not reflecting, I think, was kind of like the state I was in when I began in August.
Exactly. I remember when we did one of the first exercises to do a vision board, that you were messaging me and said that, wow, it feels so nice to just to start to dream. Or how did you feel about that when you were entering and start to actually think what you want and what you dream of?
Yeah, that's so amazing that I haven't done this earlier, because it's like just by putting up a goal, putting up a vision board. Okay, what do I want? Sit down for a second and just, what is it that I want in life? Mm. I want more time with my family especially, but with friends as well. I want to do like more of this, more of that. But if I don't take the second to just sit down and do this, because no one ever told me to, then you don't do it. So you really, this easy task, just doing yourself a favor and putting down your goals. What do I want to? What do I dream of? Mm. It's like, wow, this is a really aha experience for me, at least, because I've never done anything like that before. Mm. And it kind of like opened a new world of possibilities and another way of thinking. Because if I want to do this, if I want to have a whatever I want, a beach house or whatever, okay, but then what is the first step to go there? Well, of course, I have to do this and then that. So just by starting, sitting down, reflecting, what do I want, was such a huge like experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I like to do everything fast. I go forward and I do not really think, also talking very fast when I do it. So it was really, really a healthy experience for me, I think.
Yeah, I like an analogy of seeing that you are in a sailboat. Yeah. And if you don't take the time to see where you want to go, what you dream about, what kind of destination, it's just that you're just letting the wind take you whatever. And then maybe you end up somewhere and you say, this is not where I wanted to go.
No,
and
no.
It's not weird because you didn't take time to set the direction.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's great to really take that time, especially now with the new year, 2024, to set the direction to where you want to go.
Yeah.
So you were starting to dream and you shared a little bit about the situation about being feeling like you're kind of in a wheel. Did you have any doubt about participating in a program before, or how was your feelings before you took that decision?
Well, of course, some doubt. I think every major decision you do in your life has a bit of a doubt in it. First, I was a bit, do I really have the time for this? Because time, as we talked about, is like really the most important thing for me. Can I squeeze this into my schedule somewhere? And I was also a bit like, will I be the outsider? Everyone will have like this amazing solopreneur journey. And here I come with a company that do handyman stuff. No, it was like a strange feeling. Will I fit in? So yeah, both the time and also, am I the right person to do this? Because this maybe wasn't for me. But then what the heck? I'll do it.
Yes.
Best decision.
Yes. So fun to hear that. Did you listen to your gut feeling again, or how did you take that decision?
Yeah, I would say pretty much gut feeling, but also like I'm kind of stuck where I am now. So I need to do some change to take this any further. And I really liked the introduction call we had before I joined, and when you started talking about, okay, but what is your dreams? What would your goal be? And that kind of like started something in my mind that, you think, this is good. So yeah, gut feeling that I need to go somewhere else where I am from now. And also this like a mental kick in the butt, just start thinking about it.
Yes, and it's that quote I like, that if nothing changes, nothing changes.
No, yeah.
And it's really simple, but that's how it is. If you don't change something in your life, if you don't make a risk, for instance, which it can feel like to do an investment, nothing will change. So something has to change to get new results. And it's so simple, but still so many people keep doing the same thing year after year and expecting a new result.
I know.
That won't happen. So thank you for sharing how you go about the decision making, because that's something we also talk about in the program, that taking a decision is not something we have been taught in school or even by our parents. Yeah. We have been, you know, going through life and so often being told what to do instead of telling someone, you make that decision.
And also like this, we're also, as you said, in school, it's like, yeah, we need to learn more stuff, and we learn more and more and more, and I've done the same. I just need to learn a bit more. But it all comes down to like action. If I learn stuff but I don't take an action, that won't get me anywhere. So really this kind of like action taking is so important to change things, as you said. If it remains the same, it will remain the same.
Yeah. Exactly. That's something that Wendell and I have so much realized as well, because we were much into gathering knowledge, reading a lot of books. But like you said, it's the implementation that really makes a difference and knowing how you can actually implement things that you learn. So I'm so curious to know. So you were starting this program, you feel like you wanted more time, and also I'm guessing financial freedom as well, which we are
comes
focusing
along with the
on
time.
Exactly. So what happened throughout this journey, and where are you now? Can you tell everyone a little bit about the transformation you have experienced from there to now?
Yeah, of course. I think it's like well, you can divide it into separate categories, but if you look at the financial, it has been like so amazing. I know I told you a few months ago, but just after a few months in the program, we did like our best month ever. It's so much fun. It's like, oh, this also kind of builds up kind of confidence. Wow, I can really do this. We can start doing like this. And things happen.
Yes.
So it was so much fun. And also I actually checked the other day that since I joined the program, I think we've been having in average maybe 100,000 Swedish crowns more each month in revenue. And this is quite big for us, so it's really really exciting and just keeps going. It's amazing, really. So that's the kind of like financial part of joining the program. But I also think kind of like really for me, it's been like the mindset. Just, you know, by writing down your goals, looking at them every day, you started to kind of like subconsciously just going in that direction, because you write them every day. You know what you want, and you will, of course, consciously strive there as well. But the whole body will transform into something like, oh yeah, I know where we're going. We're going that way. And then you will kind of make decisions based on that. So really this mindset, and also the biggest win for me, which I also told you about the other day, is that, as I said, for me, it's been like really, of course, about money, but also about time. Time for me is really important. And I've had like this vision since I started almost that I need to hire some kind of assistant project planner, because that takes a lot of my time, because since I'm the only one doing everything except for the handyman services, it's all from like invoice, it's customer relations, it's everything. So this project planning takes a lot of my time. So I've been having this like dream for so long that this I must do. And I wouldn't have done it so soon if it wasn't for this. But a few days ago, just the 2nd of January, I hired an assistant, the project planner.
Oh, congratulations.
And this for me is so big, because it's like been my dream to free more time to do things that I want to focus on to make the company better. But I have always been too scared, because for me that's kind of a big step. But yay, I did it. So I'm so thrilled about this.
I'm so happy and proud of your journey and for you. I remember you said this in our first call, that this is something that was very important to you. And I just love the energy you have about it. It really radiates. And I said that on our coaching yesterday as well, that I can really see how this makes you feel and what this will do for you. Imagine what you can do with all this happiness and joy you feel right now about this. And I think everyone who listens to this probably hear this as well through through their headphones. I absolutely love this, and I'm so happy for you. And I remember it was at the gala, actually, you were attending, that you were telling me about this financial milestone as well. What were your revenues approximately before and then when you hit the record month?
Well, average a month is around roughly 600,000 euros based on like a year up and downs. We did like this best month, I think it was October and November, and we did 850 plus thousand Swedish crowns. So that's like, it's, I think it beats the record with 100,000 Swedish crowns for 1 month. So it's like, oh, this is so big.
That's insane. And I mean, we have been so impressed with you since start, even from our first call. It's so interesting how you said if you will fit in or not. And for me, when I tell Wendel, I'm like, wow, I just had a call with the coolest woman, the coolest, you know. And but I hope that you feel proud about your journey and that you are growing, because that's really what's it all about, to not stay in your comfort zone and just accept everything as it is, but actually strive for more. And that's really what you're doing and have been doing throughout these months.
It's so much fun, actually. And as you said, well, my business, it really doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, because in this group we are 20 other girls, ladies, females. And it's so interesting because everyone's doing their thing and nothing is like the other one alike, but just fits so well because we really help each other grow, I think, especially by you and Wendela, but also the team in the groups, really like pushing each other and lifting each other up. It's this amazing energy, I think.
I'm so happy to hear that. And I totally agree. It's an amazing group of women. And I would love to hear more about that you said about asking for help as well, because you said it was very a big decision. And how did you feel about asking for help before you did it? What was your mindset around it? And why do you think it was such a huge win to do it for you?
Well, for me, it's like we've been talking about this since I joined the program, because I think I've been kind of like raised to, you know, you're a strong girl, you can do everything yourself. You don't need anyone else to do stuff. So all my life, I've been doing stuff by myself. I don't ask for help almost regarding anything, because I can do it myself. So this has like been so deep in my core, like programmed. So asking for help lays a long way in the future. But since talking more about it and kind of like reflecting on it as well, it's like you are not strong when you're alone. Mm-hmm. If you take help from others that can do the work probably even better, it's like you build this kind of like confident. So I don't know. But for me, it was like a really, really big win, because I don't ask for help. I'm strong. I'm by my own. I can do this. Which I have really learned to kind of like shifted my mindset to this can be so much better if I ask for help. And that's like a really, really big win for me, I would say.
I love that, because I think a lot of women are thinking exactly like you, that, you know, and it's a book that we recommend everyone to read as well. We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers.
So
and she
good.
Also talks and she talks about the $1 million decisions that will help you grow and expand. Yeah. And one thing is time. You have limited hours per day. There is a cap of how much time you can spend on your job, and getting help will allow you to spend time on what you're best at, what you think is most fun, what you enjoy. So congratulations for really making a $1 million decision.
Thank you.
With your business. So when we talk about now money, because that's a big part of this transformation, the money mindset, what do you think were your thoughts around money before, and what has shifted in your mindset now?
I haven't really given money that much of a thought, or haven't really talked about money with anyone except maybe my husband and some like tips to my friends if they want to invest in stocks or something like that, but nothing really like deep about money. And I think that's a subject that's so sensitive to many people that you don't talk about it. And I was exactly the same. I didn't kind of have any high ambition on getting more money. Of course, it would be good if I get a bit of a raise, but it's not been like on my top of mind that I want to make more money. It's been like, no, we don't talk about money, just shh, and nothing more. And now I would say I'm a lot more open to like talk about money, about my goals. I want to do this per month, I want to have this on my savings account, I want to do this and that. And also I can see that money now is more like a tool, because if I want to do stuff, I need money. Of course, I want to buy some milk for my tea or whatever. You need money. Of course, everyone needs money. But also this, I kind of like started to spin my brain a bit that in the future, I would love to do some kind of like mentoring to younger, also in the start of their career, because I've been missing this my whole life. I really want to have like a mentor, someone I can talk to and just discuss this, all kind of roller coaster you have when you enter your work life. And I think that's really missing. I think everyone should have kind of a mentor just helping you with the hard decisions. And this is like, if I get more money, I can maybe in the future work a bit less. Then I can take that time and help other people. Mm. So like money has really just become a tool to do things I would want to do.
Not something
you should be ashamed of.
I love that you say that it's the way that you, in that case, could make even more positive impact throughout your life through mentoring other young women, how they can expand in their careers and their business. I love that.
It's like
so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear what has been some other realizations you have had throughout this journey about yourself or your thoughts or the way you go about.
I think I really... also just realized how much impact our subconscious mind has over us. As we talked about, like, you know you should eat healthy, you know you should exercise, you know you shouldn't smoke or whatever it is, but it's so deeply within our habits what we do. Mm. We don't even think about it. When we wake up, we do the same thing we always do because it's a habit. And even though we know people that smokes knows that smoking is bad for you, but they still do it because it's a habit and, of course, an addiction. But I think it really shifted, like, my thoughts around the subconscious mind, and that I can change that. It mm-hmm. takes a bit of work, but I can change that. So if I want to become more of this kind of person, or I want to do this more, if I every day just living like I'm already there and thinking like with this vision board or this yeah. goal, I have this, or I earned this, or whatever. If I like act like I already done it, it's like I can really change my mindset, and you open up so much new doors, I would say. And it's like with this red cord, this pink elephant. It's like, if you say, don't think of a pink elephant, mm. what do you think of? Of course you will think of a pink elephant. So kind of like just changing the way you think of what you, instead of thinking what you shouldn't do, just think of what you should do, because mm-hmm. then your focus becomes on what you should do, and then you will see these possibilities that will get you there. Mm. So really this mindset within... Yeah, really amazing.
I absolutely love that. And that is so true, that when you look around in the world, so many people think and talk about the things they do not want or they do not like. Yeah. And it becomes a habit. And to really shift that and only focus on what you want and what you dream of, and have all your focus and attention on that, because your attention is limited as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And you don't have unlimited amount of focus and attention. I absolutely love that. So what would be your advice to someone listening to this and is maybe struggling with their money mindset, or they want to level up in their business? What would you tell them that they should focus on or do?
I should really recommend that you really take the time to invest in yourself, time or money or whatever it takes, but really invest in yourself, because just for me, taking this step back and just, what do I want, has given me so much. And take help from others that do what they do because they're best at what they do, because that will really, really... help you getting like the next step towards your future. To not get stuck in this everyday spinning wheel. Just invest in yourself. That's really, really a good idea.
Love that. That is a great advice. Do you have any other words you want to say to someone who wants to make 2024 their best year?
Well, of course, join Business and Dreams Academy.
It sounds like I have forced you to tell you this now.
No, I promise you haven't. You haven't paid me to do this, I promise. No, but this is really, really a good investment. Investment,
yes.
Thank you. So I can really, really recommend that, but also kind of like... as I said, shift your mindset. Just write down your goals. See what you want to do and do it.
So really take that time for reflection for yourself and don't skip that.
No, it's because, so important.
Yeah, because I heard there's actually a lot of people who never do any goal setting around New Year's and the year. So that's a great advice.
And also maybe like, not just write your goals, but actually follow up, like check in on them. See, is this really a goal I want to do? Because that, of course, can change as well.
Exactly. I love that. That was a mistake that Wendell and I did in the past, that we just wrote a goal and then we kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always work if you have things limiting beliefs that is stopping you.
Me and my husband do this every year. We approximately in the end of the year or in the beginning of next year, we take like a weekend and go somewhere and just talk about how the year has been and also what we want to do next in the next year. And this is, I love this. It's fantastic. But also we kind of realized someday that, well, this goals we did, we haven't really followed up on them. So no, they didn't kind of turn out the way we wanted to. So it's really like also not just setting goals, but also following up. Take like, I don't know how often, but just check in on them and see. To remind yourself that this is the way you want to go.
That's incredible. So you go away on a weekend to do that?
Yeah.
That's such a great
thing. That's really, really nice. We did that just about a week ago. So setting up the new goals for 2024, reflecting on 2023. It's like, yeah, I love this tradition. But it's also so important to, as you say, many people don't even set goals. So you just start by setting goals and keep repeating them.
Yes, I love them. Like a little retreat that you go away to.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, to kind of a castle or a spa or something, some place nice where you get this like inspirational vibe as well.
I absolutely love that idea. I think that can inspire a lot of people to hear that. And then you become motivated throughout the year because you have that to look forward to next year as well.
Yeah.
So I love that. And do you have any tips for something that has inspired you lately that could inspire other women for 2024? Like podcast you've been listening to or a book or
well, you have already recommended it, but We Should All Be Millionaires, it's so inspiring really, because they take up so many good topics regarding this, and it's not just a book about, oh, you should become a millionaire. It's like so much deeper and so much more the mental journey. So this is really a book I can recommend. Yeah, that's really good. Just read it.
Yes.
Or listen to it. I always listen to books because I don't have time to read. So it's able to listen to as well.
Yes. So do you have any last advice you want to give for someone who wants to make the same journey as you and become successful and get the next level that you haven't shared yet? Some final words for those who are maybe doubting themselves.
Some final words. Well, I think I've said the most of it. Join Business and Dreams. It's like the best community. Just start there. But also really, really listening to what you want, not what anyone else's want, just what you want. Because that's so important also when setting goals, that don't aim for things you think other people want you to do. Just listen to what you want. You don't have to share them if you don't want to. But just listen to yourself, really, because that's the most important thing, I will say. Just listen to your inner voice.
Exactly. I love that. And that is so true, that so many people don't even know what is their wants and goals and what is actually just a projection from what someone else wants or society tells us to do.
Exactly.
So that's a amazing advice for everyone. And if someone wants to support you and follow your journey and maybe also get some help from setting up their curtains or whatever they need, how can they get that and get in touch with you?
Well, mostly actually one of my goals this year is to be more active on LinkedIn.
Amazing.
So if you want to, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Katrin Konstantino Egerfors, long name, I know, but I'm the only one with a name, so you will definitely find me. So that's where I hang out the most, hopefully this year, because it's on my top goal list.
Amazing. So to follow you there on LinkedIn, and how can they get some services for their home?
Well, if you follow, I know, we have a LinkedIn for Hendig as well. It's Hendig Stockholm. You can follow us, and just if you need any kind of help, just give me a call or send me a message, and of course we will try to help you.
or go to the website, maybe.
Go to the website, of course. It's, of course you should visit our website. Then you can find everything we do and more.
What kind of services can you get help with, so everyone know approximately?
It's moving services. It's like every kind of fixing things that are broken, even changing a light bulb or whatever. Anything you need, a handyman with a screwdriver or something like that. So it's really... we often get the question, what do you do? And it's like, what do we
not do?
Not do. And it's like, we got requested, oh, can you do this? And it's like, we haven't done it before, but of course we can do it. Because we're like, kind of like solution oriented. So we fix everything, I promise.
I love that. One customer service.
Yeah, this is like, yeah.
Great customer service.
Whatever you
service.
Need, we can fix it.
Okay, that like sounds like a dream. And remember also what we talked about, to dare to ask for help. Yeah. It's the best feeling when someone professional.
Yeah, it really is, because this is many of the things we do people can usually do by themselves, but it's like, do you want to give the time to it? Do you have like the motivation to do it? Probably not. So just take help. It's so much easier.
I love that. So Katrin, thank you so much for sharing your inspirational transformation you have done, for sharing your wisdom and advice to all other women, and for really empowering women to go for after they want and their dreams.
Yeah, so, thank you so much.
Yes, and I'm so excited to continue following your incredible journey, and next time I need help I will definitely reach out.
You know who to call.
I know who to call. So thank you everyone who listened to this episode. We hope that you feel empowered and ready to make this year the best one yet for you. Thank you, Katrin, and thank you to the listeners.
Yes.
Ciao.
Bye.